Setting up the studio, Times fake news cover, the 77s, Galatians 5, the bread ministry and baptism, all coming up here on the Wayne Feeds podcast. Check it out.
Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just wed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Wayne. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
Well, a late good evening to everybody. This is Pastor Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. I am your host, Dr. Wayne Hansen. I'm so glad you're joining me here late tonight. I'm not sure. Hey, I got Daniel Parker. Good to see you, man. Anybody else that's joining online, I'm glad you're joining. Or if you're watching later, Scott Martin, my old buddy from Michigan. God bless you, man. Oh, man, a whole bunch of people coming on. Michael Levan, this is so good. Anyway, I am glad that you're joining me tonight. It's a late night edition of the Wayne Feeds podcast. Once again, this is a brand new podcast where this is episode... I'm still working on the studio speaker, as you could tell here in the podcast. We're getting better day by day, week by week. But hey, check this out, everybody. If you're watching the podcast, I have a multi-camera setup. So check this out. I can go boop, boop, boop. All right, I got three cameras now in the studio. Three. So tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing a friend of mine named Steve Johnson, who used to be a concert promoter. He's a friend of mine here in town. He used to promote Adam Again, the 77s, a lot of the old school Christian rock bands that I was involved with in Nashville and even back in Minneapolis in Bible College at North Central. So glad you guys are on board here tonight. Glad you're watching. Those who will stream this later on Facebook Live, that's great. If you're watching or listening to the podcast, this is episode 8 tonight. So I'm glad you're joining me. And it is awkward getting the studio together. This is one of my basement expanded bedrooms that also houses a bunch of the church materials and songbooks and family photos and the copy machine and just a lot of church stuff. But it's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to have more and more guests. So if you have a ministry or a product or a service that you'd like to promote, you live here in the central Colorado area, we would love to have you come to Castle Rock and promote that, do an interview with me, and you could promote your business, you can promote your product or ministry or whatever it is that you do, and we would be glad to have you here on the Wayne Feeds podcast. So anyway, tonight our first sponsor is Versatility Creative Group, and Versatility Creative Group are so good at what they do. Sandy Michael is my good friend at Versatility. In fact, she helped us with our Heart for the House concert last November when we had Biff Gore come, and we did a silent auction, and we saw a couple hundred people show up and support the kind of the building program of our church. And we love Sandy Michael. Versatility Creative Group provides video production, graphic design, and photography. They do vehicle wraps. They do specialized photography. They do family photography. They'll do product placement, product photography. They'll do search engine optimization. They'll help your business in all kinds of different ways. And you should check them out online at versatilitycreativegroup.com and ask for Sandy Michael. Tell them that Pastor Wayne sent you, and they will treat you right. Tonight's episode is also brought to you by the YouVersion Bible app. I use the YouVersion Bible app on my phone every day, and it's a phenomenal way to read the Bible. I have the Bible read to you every day. You can look at your passage or your reading plan and press a little play button depending on the version that you use, and the Bible can be read to you. So even before you get out of bed in the morning, you can read the Bible by listening to the Bible every day. And now they have the Bible app for kids. So I want you to check out this super cool video from the YouVersion Bible app using the Bible app for kids. It's so cool.
What if your kids could walk through the garden with Adam and Eve, or journey to Bethlehem the night Jesus was born? Meet the Bible app for kids. Through an animated adventure, your kids will explore the big stories of the Bible, earn rewards for special challenges, open the Bible again and again, and begin a lifetime love of God's Word. The Bible app for kids. Download it now for free at Bible.com/kids.
Awesome. So. All right, everybody. I'm still figuring out the switcher here, but we are stoked to be up and running tonight. And it's been a crazy day. And of course, in American politics, this is the craziest season I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm sure many of you watching or subscribing or listening would say the same thing. It's never been like this before. It's never, ever been like this before. I want to talk a little bit tonight about the fake time news cover. See just a quick clip here today from Fox News as they talk about Time's fake news cover. Check it out.
So, folks, here is the cover seen around the world now debunked. The father of the little girl that was featured on this week's Time magazine cover telling the Daily Mail that she was never separated from her mother. It's a very different narrative implied by the picture featured on the cover, or what the editors wanted you to perceive. Joining me now is Howie Kurtz, Media Buzz host and Fox News media analyst. Howie, this is propaganda, pure and simple. It's not factual-based journalism. The narrative that is meant by this cover is this is a little girl who is one of the separated from the parents, and it's just not so. Don't we deserve an apology from the editors of Time for this?
Well, it's the latest in a series of anti-Trump covers on Time magazine, Time making no effort now to hide its outright disdain for the president.
But this is a lie. I mean, it's one thing to have an anti-Trump. This is portraying something that's not true.
Okay. I could make the case that at the time the magazine went to press, everybody in the press believed this picture of the two-year-old Honduran girl became iconic. It was taken by a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, thought that she was separated. So therefore, you could say the Time didn't deliberately lie, but the fact that it's now been revealed, there's no longer any dispute about it, and Time saying, oh, we stand by it because it's a metaphor or whatever. That's why people hate the media. Own the mistake. Say that right. In retrospect, if we had known, and we are sorry, but Time magazine not doing that.
That makes a lot of sense. But there's so many false narratives. It goes right back to where this thing all started about a month ago. When we had information, photos put out by Democratic operatives showing detention centers. Here's one of them. But of course, this took place during the Obama era, not during the Trump. The implication was this is what happens with the Trump no tolerance policy. And in fact, it was something from the Obama era.
Right. Well, I think overall, you know, the fact that many, I guess about more than 2,000 children have been separated from their families, or regardless of where you stand on an immigration issue, that was not just an important issue, but many conservative commentators and outlets criticized the president as well. But these kind of mistakes, like the other one you just pointed out, it's amazing, isn't it, how often the mistakes are made. They're always sort of anti-Trump. There's never a mistake that seems to give the president the benefit of the doubt. It just always goes in one direction.
That's absolutely true. By the way, there was that last photo we had. Maybe we could put that up again of the kid with his fingers through the chain link fence. That's an extraordinary one because that really gives the impression of a kid that's being fenced in. In fact, it was from a protest that was done in Dallas, Texas, and the kid just saw his mother right outside of this cage that was set up by protesters, made to look as though it was, you know, another internment camp by the Trump administration. Not so.
There haven't been many pictures available, in part because of government restrictions on access to journalists and photographers. So, unfortunately, too many organizations have just been using these other pictures that don't really show what they purport
but
to show.
But the bottom line, Howie, forgive me for interrupting, is it's Democratic operatives working in tandem with the media to put across a narrative that, in many cases, is untrue with the pictures that they're using. And again, whenever
again, so I want to cut it off there. You can watch television on your own, but speaking as a Christian libertarian here in Colorado, I tell you that people want the truth, and we're sick of being lied to. And we know when we smell a lie, whether it comes from the left or from the right. And if things are too good, the old saying is, if things seem too good to be true, they probably are. And this Time magazine picture was obviously patched together on Photoshop, and it was made to be a perfect headline and to sell a lot of ad space, probably on the Time website, because nobody reads paper magazines anymore. I don't know if you realize this, news media, but people aren't buying your newspapers, people aren't buying your paper magazines. People get their news sourced through their phones and through their laptops, and we're not buying paper in journalism anymore. And so it's really about clicks. It's about clickbait. It's about getting people to watch and read and listen to your product, to watch your product. And you can't keep lying to people and expect them to trust that your product is true or that it's real. And I imagine that we're going to see a major shift in journalism in the next 10 years, that we're going to see a swing back to the middle. Because honestly, people just aren't going to put up with it anymore. They're not going to subscribe to your service. They're not going to listen to your lies. They're not going to believe what you say. And at some point, they're just going to turn you off because they know that what you're saying is untrue. And of course, some people love an echo chamber. They love to listen to stories that they know are lies, but they want to believe that they're true. And some would say that's what's going on with Fox News. And again, I don't really have a dog in the fight because I'm probably a little bit more of a libertarian when it comes to some issues, being a Coloradoan myself. But I want to encourage you to check out the truth for yourself and don't be deceived. So that's what I got for tonight. And it's time for our moment of inspiration and motivation. All right. Good deal. So tonight, I want to look at one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It's Galatians chapter 5. And some people, it depends on who you are, but when we study the Bible, it's often been said that when you read the Bible, you don't read the Bible. The Bible reads you. That the thoughts and intentions, the motivations of your heart gets exposed when you read the Bible. And so Galatians chapter 5 is what I want to focus on tonight, and especially this little section in Galatians 5 where it talks about walking in the Spirit. And here's what it says. It says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious, they're evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness and revelries and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in past time, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who are Christ's have sacrificed or crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another." Man, what a powerful passage. And I know that a lot of us have done things that are on that list. Maybe even after you've become a Christian, you struggle in a certain area of temptation. I'm going to tell you, no temptation has seized you except what is common to every person. We all struggle. We are tempted in many ways. We're tempted to overeat. We're tempted to drink. We're tempted to act out in sexual ways. We're tempted to lie or bend the truth a little bit, or to cheat on our taxes, or to tell a half-truth. All those things, they may be human, they may be natural, but they're not supernatural. And the only way you're going to overcome the old sin nature is by being filled and continually by being continuously being filled by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when he comes in, he begins to give us a new nature. And of course, you're going to have a struggle. You're going to fight against the old man, against the old woman, against the person that you used to be before Christ. And even after you become a Christian, temptations don't go away. You're going to still have the opportunity to sin. But when we come into Christ, we come into a greater place of maturity. We begin to see that, hey, maybe there's a better plan for my life. Maybe God has something better for me if I'll just trust him. And I hope you take that as a moment or just an idea for inspiration and motivation tonight, because every day we struggle in all kinds of ways. When we pray the Our Father, when Jesus said, pray like this, he said, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The inference there is that we need to pray this prayer every day. We need to ask God for provision every day. We need to ask God to forgive us every day. We need God's grace to stand against sin and temptation every single day. And I hope that you'll do that. I hope if you're a believer that you'll do that. If you're not a believer, that you'll begin to investigate the claims of Christianity and who Jesus is. And I guarantee your life will never be the same. So I'm glad to share that with you tonight. And once again, tonight's podcast is brought to you by the YouVersion Bible app. It's one of my favorite Bible apps. You can study the Bible. You can put up sermon notes if you're in ministry, if you're a pastor. I put up the sermon notes for my church every single Sunday on the YouVersion Bible app. You can use it in all kinds of different ways. You can create your own reading plans. You can follow other people's reading plans. You can, again, use like the Bible app for kids that I talked about earlier tonight. And I guarantee you begin to read God's Word, your life will never be the same. Because when we look into the perfect law of God, we see the reflection of Jesus, and we begin to be more like Jesus because we get to know him better by reading his word, because Jesus is the very word of God. So,
powering on.
I hate that. I'm working on an in-studio speaker, and it interrupts me every now and then. But it's got to get better as we go, everybody. I'm working on a speaker that doesn't talk back to me when I turn it on here in the studio. So anyway, I love y'all. And let's move on to the next segment of our podcast tonight. One of my favorite bands back in the 80s and 90s was a band called the 77s. And give me a little thumbs up if you remember the 77s, people. There was a whole group of musicians that came kind of out of Southern California in the 80s and 90s that later on formed sort of a super group called the Lost Dogs. It was Terry Taylor from Daniel Amos and the Swirling Eddies, and Terry Dougherty from the choir, and Gene Eugene from Adam Again, and there's another person, and I'm trying to think of who the other person was right now. But anyway, there was a whole bunch of really cool rock and rollers that were Jesus followers from Southern California, from a record company called Frontline. And when I lived in Nashville, I was working as an executive producer in the film and video production department, and got to know Mike Rowe and the 77s just a little bit. And one of their favorite songs I want to play tonight is called Don't This Way. And this will be my best stab at it. So forgive me if I mess up any chords.
Together, like a blackbird that won't sing. Imagine throwing it to the edge, but it falls from broken wings. Don't leave this way. So many words unsaid. Don't lie right straight from feet to head. Imagine the sky is pouring down on the back of all those years. Imagine that bird helpless on the ground, shot down by all those tears. Don't leave this way, so many words unsaid. Don't lie this way, stretch straight from feet to head. Don't look this way, closed eyes on moving lips. Don't way, cold hands and fingertips. Oh, this way. Oh, this way. Like a blackbird that won't sing. Imagine throwing it to the edge, but it falls on broken wings. Don't leave this way, so many words unsaid. Don't lie this way, stretch straight from feet to head. Oh, this way. Oh, this way.
Everybody, nice. That was one of my favorite 77 songs of all time, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with my buddy Steve Johnson tomorrow as we talk about the past. I was in a band back in high school called Samaritan, and we toured the Midwest, and we opened up for a band called Undercover, which was like a Christian punk band, a thrash band from Southern California. They came to Detroit. We opened up for them. Ojo Taylor became a producer at Word, and then who else? And then Gene Eugene and Adam again also came on staff, and then I met Mike Rowe as they signed on to Word for a couple albums, and I was one of the producers and production assistants on the Drowning with Land in Sight. If you guys remember Pray Naked and Snake, the Snake video, we filmed all of that in Central Tennessee. Got some fun stories about that. I'm going to pull up the Snake video as we talk to Steve Johnson tomorrow. I'm going to have a little Christian rock and roll trivia and just tell crazy stories. So if you don't have anything going on, 3 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday, you can join me on Facebook Live or subscribe to the podcast on podomatic.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel on Pastor Wayne H. And we're going to put up a website pretty soon that'll archive all of these episodes in one place. So you, if you missed anything, you can go back and scrub through it, either listen to it or watch it. And we have a great time as we go through all this stuff. So anyway, time to move on to our next segment. All right, so we talked tonight about Galatians 5. We talked about not living in the flesh, but living in the light, or living life in the spirit. And that song I just sang, Don't Leave This Way by the 77s, you know, there's an air of sadness to it. There's an air of kind of the blues to it, that we make mistakes. Sometimes when death happens, or we lose someone that we love, or you go through a bad breakup, often, hey, Steve Simpson, my favorite buddy, good to see you tonight. Brad Withrow, I see you too, man. You know, when we go through difficulties, oftentimes, there's a remorse because we can't regain the years that we've lost, or we can't turn back time. Can I tell you, the Bible says God will restore the years that the locust has eaten. What that means is, if there's been destruction because of bad things in your past, God can restore that which has been lost. And man, that gives me a whole lot of hope, because when I realize that God is for me, He's not against me, that every defeat can be turned into a triumph, every weakness can be turned into a strength, it begins to give me hope. It begins to help me see that maybe I'm not alone. Maybe God really is for me. Maybe He really does have a plan for my life. And of course, if you get involved in the life of the local church, you're going to find other fellow strugglers. You're going to find other people who may be going through the same things that you're going through. And as you walk through what you're walking through with the Lord, what I know about God is He's very, very patient. We human beings, we're not very patient, but God is patient, and He's not quick. He's slow in anger, abounding in love. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but He wants everyone to come to Him in repentance. He says, draw near to Me and I will draw near to you. Jesus says, take My burden, take My yoke upon you, learn of Me, because my yoke is easy, My burden is light. You'll find rest for your weary souls. So if you're watching tonight, or you're listening on the podcast, or you're watching on YouTube, can I just tell you, God has a great plan for your life. You've come too far to give up now. You've gone through too many difficult things for you to say, oh, no, I quit now. No, no, no. You've come too far to turn around. Trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your understanding, in your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And I hope you find words of inspiration in that, because I do. These are the words that I use to encourage myself on the days when I feel down, and the days when I feel low. And so today I was blessed because I was able to promote a bread ministry that we do here in Castle Rock. We partner up with the Panera Bread here on Founders Parkway, and they donate bread, the end of day donations on Saturday night. We take the bagels from that and serve our church on Sunday morning. And normally they bring us like 4 or 5 boxes of all this bread from 2 or 3 days worth of baking. And then we bring the rest to our local food bank called the Douglas County Task Force. And man, this is so awesome. And several church members are involved with it. But I wanted to get the community involved with it. And there's a Facebook page called Castle Rock Talk, where thousands of people have conversations about what's happening in town. I thought, just on a lark, I thought, well, maybe I'll promote the bread ministry on Castle Rock Talk. And so I just did a little post. And wouldn't you know it, 20 minutes later, the administrator of it said, yeah, let's do it. Let's open it up to everybody in the community. Everyone can participate in feeding hungry people in Castle Rock. I mean, how cool is that? Where Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me. And so there's so much power in living this our incarnational way, when we do the simple practical things of taking care of people's needs. And so I hope you'll remember that wherever you live, look for ways to bless the homeless, to bless the hungry, to bless the broken, to bless those who are lonely and sick or in prison. And I believe God's going to bless you for it. I want to promote our baptism celebration is this Sunday at Summit Church. We have at least 5 people that are going to be baptized, but we got room for a few more. So if you'd like to be baptized, if you've become a Christian, but you've never been baptized since you said yes to Jesus, message me here on Facebook. or call the church office at 303-524-4000. Or if you're watching or listening to the podcast, you can see the scroll here at the end with the contact information. And I believe you can get a hold of us, and we will get you in the queue for Baptism Sunday this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. at Casa View High School Auditorium in Castle Rock, Colorado, right here. So God bless you guys. I want to encourage you to connect with us online. Like this podcast, like this post, like this YouTube channel, and share it with somebody who needs encouragement. Share it with somebody who maybe feels far away from God, who maybe needs a word that I shared tonight of encouragement, believing that God does have a plan for my life. And so that's a way in which you can help promote the podcast. Maybe you can't support financially, but you want to support us in some kind of way. Well, like, share, and connect with us here online. So God bless you guys. Have a great evening. We'll connect with you tomorrow with my special interview with Steve Johnson and Envision Counseling of Castle Rock. We talk about Christian rock in the 80s and 90s. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out.